Your dreams are bigger, bolder, and more badass than the life you're living now, but something just keeps getting in the way. Join certified coach and former therapist Diane Wingert for the Driven Woman podcast. She'll show you how to get rid of whatever is holding you back so you can stop spinning your wheels and up-level your life. Get ready to hop in and buckle up. This is the Driven Woman podcast, and we're heading for the fast lane.
Hey there, Driven Women. Welcome back. And I got to warn you, I'm kind of on a roll. Now, if you were with me a couple of weeks ago on my last solo episode, you know, the one called Do the Thing, you will recognize a pattern here. You see, I work with creative female entrepreneurs. And while each of them is totally unique, many of their struggles are actually quite common. So this week, I'm going to share my thoughts on how having a super creative brain, the kind that's always spouting one amazing idea after another, can actually be a problem. You know, not a problem as in you should feel sorry for me, boo-hoo, hashtag the struggle is real kind of way, but it does tend to lead to A, trouble knowing which of your many brilliant ideas to focus on, B, trouble sticking with the idea after the shiny wears off, and C, trouble even recognizing that any of your brilliant ideas is worth doing because, let's face it, the best idea is always the one you haven't had yet. So in this week's solo episode, we are going to talk about dealing with endless creativity, trouble focusing, and difficulty recognizing our own brilliance because we just keep producing more of it. This week's pod praise comes from serial entrepreneur listener Gwendolyn, who writes, "Diane is an incredible speaker and gives great insight and information for the female entrepreneur. If you're looking for a podcast to motivate you with your business or adventure, this is the one." Well, thank you, Gwendolyn, and I hope you're listening because I happen to know you have quite a lot of good ideas, and from where I sit, sometimes that's worse than not having enough of them. I hope you enjoy this episode. You know, like a lot of other smart-ass women I know, whether it's because they have ADHD, they're gifted, or simply have an overactive mind and imagination, I'm one of those people that has an abundance of ideas. Maybe you can relate. Sometimes they come at me in a flurry, either on demand, when I'm in the midst of a creative brainstorming session and I actually want to invoke them, but more likely they show up at the most inconvenient and inopportune times when they're a distraction and sometimes even a nuisance. I recently posted on social media and asked my followers when their genius ideas show up. Want to know what they told me? Here are the top three. In the shower, while driving, and in the middle of the night when I'm trying to sleep. Obviously, it's not just me. You know, I've often fantasized about how awesome it would be if I could get paid to come up with ideas for other people, like rent my brain. There are people who are masterful at execution, but they just don't have this idea factory that never closes or even takes a day off between their ears. What an awesome gig that would be. But the problem with being an ideator, as I've come to understand this type of brain is called, is that if you're in business, especially in business for yourself, hatching those ideas is the fun part. But if you don't raise at least some of those little thought chickies until they become grown-ass chickens that can then lay income eggs for you, there's not much point. This is an example of why having too many ideas can actually be worse than not having enough. Now, don't get me wrong. For many, many years, I have loved having a super fast, super creative, idea-filled brain. I just never felt particularly compelled to do anything with most of those ideas. Oftentimes, I would have an idea for a new product, a new service, or a whole new business. But it was like, I have plenty of time. I'll do it later, or not. I'll wait for the next one. It's like the bus that comes every 10 minutes. Yeah, I'm just going to finish, you know, looking at my phone, I'll catch the next one. You see, I always knew, even if it was a really juicy idea, I never really took it seriously. I mean, there would be another and another. I was actually pretty cavalier about it when I was in my 20s. One of my brilliant ideas was workout wear for pregnant women. Now, that may be common now, but in the 80s, when I was having kids, there was literally nothing available to wear to the gym, especially when you were like 8 months preggers. So I hatched this idea. I had a name for it and everything. I called it Sweating for Two, with the number four in the middle. Now, at that time, I was living in LA, working in Beverly Hills, so I was taking exercise classes at Jane Fonda's workout. Now, it's long since gone, and many of you may not even know who Jane Fonda is. Google her. She was kind of a big deal. But Jane herself would sometimes teach. Well, one day I was wearing one of my oversized t-shirts that I made with the word Sweating for Two on it, because I wanted it to be very clear that I was pregnant. Jane Fonda came out of one of the toilet stalls, looked me up and down, pointed at the shirt and said, "Now that's clever." Girl, the Diane I eventually became, the Diane I am now, would have pitched her on the spot and started a joint venture with the Jane Fonda. But the Diane I was in her 20s, who had no idea how special her clever mind was, that Diane just smiled and said, "Oh, thanks." So many missed opportunities over the years. It would just make me sad to remember them all and share them with you. But there is a lesson here, because this is not just about me. Your ever so clever brain is very, very special. Don't take it for granted or let it go to waste. Now, you may not decide to make a product or a service or a business out of all or even most of your best ideas, but I gotta tell you, the spark does start to slow down as the years go by and you begin to get weighted down in responsibilities and obligations. All those wonderful unused ideas could have found their way into someone else's business if you're not going to use them. They would have flourished, but instead, they're just going to fizzle out and be forgotten. You know, I've been working with entrepreneurs and creatives for years now. One of the things I did not expect was that the most successful among them is not always the most brilliant or the most hardworking. Oftentimes, the ones that are way out in front of the pack are simply the ones who took action on their ideas, even if they weren't sure they were valuable, even if they weren't sure they would be received well in the marketplace. While some of us didn't recognize just how special our idea machine of a brain was and that it truly is not an unlimited resource, others were willing to act on their ideas, but just spent too much time trying to make them perfect first before unleashing them into the marketplace. In the meantime, somebody else introduced the exact same thing in its less than perfect form and then used early customer feedback to improve it along the way. Ouch! If it hasn't happened to you yet, it will. So the moral of the story here is really a two-in-one. Do not underestimate the value of your creativity. It will not keep producing top quality ideas indefinitely unless you start taking action on at least some of them. Now, this is not because your creativity will just stop. It's that you will become so accustomed to thinking your ideas are no big deal that you won't pull the trigger, no matter how many people tell you how brilliant they are. I know you know this is true. You also won't have the confidence to withstand all the uncertainty involved in putting your stuff in the marketplace, nor the stamina to hold tight when the doubters and haters come your way. It's all mindset. You don't have to be the most creative. You don't have to be the most original. You don't have to offer something that is so innovative people's eyelids will roll back in their heads. But you do need to get moving. And if you don't put your stuff out, someone will. You can't blame them or play the victim, because they're only doing what you would have done if you had taken yourself and your brilliance more seriously. Now, the other part of this little lecture is that your perfectionism might be nature's way of protecting you from criticism and failure and rejection, but it's also keeping you from feedback, the kind of feedback that comes from your future audience of fans and followers, the ones who will be dying to buy everything you make and eagerly anticipate the next thing, and telling everyone they know that you are thebomb.com, but you won't ever know until you try. And that means you've got to ship it before you think it's perfect, because you're never going to know. Your brain does not know when too much is not enough. You will just keep on tweaking, 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 tweaking. The kind of brain that is spilling over the brim with brilliance never really knows how special it is, and never really knows when good enough is good enough. So please, take it from me. Stop overthinking. Stop second guessing. Let the market decide. You can always make it better. And when you get feedback after you offer it for sale, it will be the kind of real-world data on how to make it better. Don't trust your relentless inner critic. She's never going to be satisfied with anything you do anyway. Now listen, I know you hate being lectured as much as I do, but I'm speaking these truths out of love. Please don't hold your best ideas inside and keep them under wraps until you don't believe you're relevant or interesting or talented anymore. What a genuine waste of a beautiful mind that would be, and all the gifts you are capable of offering the world, a world that desperately needs to receive them. Our world is so full of hate and pain and confusion, especially now, that I think there has never been a better time to share your experience, your perspective, your art. You don't have to use all your killer ideas right now. Put on a blindfold, put them on little pieces of paper on a table face down, scramble them around, pick one at random, and do it. It can literally be that easy. All you have to take is the first step. I'll be right here in the cheering section. You go, girl.
Hey, it's Diane. Can I be honest with you? At the beginning of each new year, I always told myself, this is the year I'm going to get my habits dialed in. This is the year I'm going to be crystal clear about my goals and I'm going to crush them. This is the year I'm going to get my shit together on every level and I'm going to do it all by myself. Been there, done that, got a whole stack of t-shirts. But you know, it wasn't until I started working with my own coach that I realized what a difference it makes to have guidance, support, and accountability from someone who's not only like-minded, but like-brained. Yeah, I'm talking about another driven woman, entrepreneur, who also has ADHD, and has got it going on. I have two openings in my signature one-on-one 12-week coaching program, and one of them might have your name on it. There's a link to a free consult with me in the show notes if you think this might be the year that you really get serious and go all in on an ADHD-friendly business and life. While you're thinking about that, have a listen to what one of my client's success stories has to say about the difference it made to work with me.
Well, one thing that you helped give me insight on is how sensitive I am. And because I'm an empath, being in traffic and loud noises throughout the day, just getting to home, that alone was really draining. And now working from home, it's like I'm able to conserve that energy. And working with the parents to really teach them kind of concepts and bigger things that have a bigger impact. Because one thing that you also mentioned was because I was working so much, I didn't have time to do the things that were meaningful to me. And that included learning getting into the grind, you kind of just like, okay, well, I'm just going to do, instead of really stepping back and looking at, yeah, more strategic ways to have, you know, a longer term plan.
You've been listening to the Driven Woman podcast with Diane Wingert. Want more straight talk and strategy each week that will take you from spinning to winning? Don't forget to hit subscribe in your podcast player so you won't miss a single episode. Then head on over to the Driven Woman free and private Facebook group community. See you there.